morning edition of Catholic Connection, 42 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. My name is Teresa Tomeo. Good to be with you on this Friday, May 11, 2007, as we head into Mother's Day weekend. Again, happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there, all the moms, godmothers, grandmothers, and any women who play a supervisory or a guardian role in someone's life. You do make a difference. And for all the spiritual moms out there, thank you for all the work you do for God's kingdom. Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, she's an author, she's a freelance writer, and she's a Catholic mom, and she's also a speaker. And she's joining us this morning as we head into Mother's Day weekend, and she'll be joining us from time to time on the program and talk about motherhood. Good morning and happy Mother's Day to you.
Good morning, Teresa. Thank you, and to you as well.
Thanks, and it's good to have you on the program. Now, I wanted to ask you, because you're a writer and you do a lot of work, and a lot of it is dedicated to being a mom. How did you decide that was what you wanted to write about and to talk about and really to minister on?
Well, that was really God's idea, because, you see, I've been a mom for 30 years, which to me is hard to believe, a mom of five. And I was so busy raising my family and in my own quiet way, just, you know, helping people who would come to me for advice or, tips on prayer and how do you handle a big family, things like that. So I kept things quiet and tried to help in my own little way and never intending to write about it. And then about 16 years ago, I had a very precarious pregnancy where I was on complete bed rest, and my baby was supposed to not make it past 10 weeks in the uterus because of severe hemorrhaging. And so I had to just pray and hope and stay still. And during that time, I really think that I know now that God put me still not only to preserve the life of my baby, but to really express what was on my heart about motherhood, because I had no idea this was going to happen, and all of a sudden I started writing. I had always been a writer, but all of a sudden it came forth throughout that pregnancy on motherhood and pregnancy and devotion and spirituality. So it all came out, and I just kept writing, and I don't think I would have had that chance with four other children bustling around the household to sit down and do it if I wasn't put still. So that's where that all began, and since then, two of the books have been published. One is Catholic Prayer Book for Mothers, and one is The Heart of Motherhood, Finding Holiness in the Catholic Home. And really, the first one that I wrote will be coming out in about a week, called Prayerfully Expecting.
Mm.
It's a nine-month novena for mothers-to-be. Ugh. And Mother Teresa, who I knew at the time, wrote a foreword for that book.
Wow.
I feel
Talk
so
about an endorsement.
I know, and Pope John Paul II actually blessed it. So I feel so honored and blessed to be able to pass these blessings onto moms to try to, you know, help them in their sublime role of being a mom, which is really a vocation.
It is a vocation.
Yes.
And I think we've lost some of that sense that it's a vocation in our culture today.
Oh, yes, we have. And it's pretty hard for a mom to not only feel special about her role, but she never gets a pat on the back. And not that she's looking for that, but I feel that's my job, to really encourage moms and praise them and help them to lift some of the guilt off them, because they're wondering how to find that prayer time and how to keep, you know, being the mom. And so I try to help in that way, because, you know, they're being bombarded with a lot of mixed messages right now, which is very confusing.
I want to let our listeners know that if you're interested in finding more about our guest, you can go to her website, DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com, and she has all of her books listed there and her writings and whatnot and information on speaking. And we're talking to Donna as we head into Mother's Day to get her perspective as being a Catholic mom, but also, really, if you'd like to comment or you have a question, 877-573-7825. So you must hear from a lot of moms around the country. What are moms saying about their challenges, especially as we go into Mother's Day weekend?
Well, I just gave a talk the other day, and some of the younger moms were talking about the challenges of raising their young children today and what they're faced with and what the other children are into, even at a young age, and how it's a battle to try to set that good example and set the parameters and the good values when everyone around them, even the young children, are really watching so much TV and so many video games and so many other things that are really drawing them away from good values and family life and prayer. So it's a constant challenge for a Catholic mom and a Christian mom to stand firm in what she believes, in the way she believes to raise her children, and gently and lovingly just, you know, keep it up with the kids it's going to all, you know, come together. It's just a matter of staying constant and
right.
praying for the strength to...
And reading my book, Noise.
Exactly, exactly. That's right. Oh, I love
which, by
book.
The way, you wrote a review for. Thank you so much
yeah,
for doing that.
Actually, I wrote a couple of reviews. One is going to be in Faith and Family, and one will be in Lay Witness in the July issue. And I love it. It's a very important book to get the message out there, what we have to watch out for, and a good action plan to combat it.
So. Well, you know, my husband and I, as you know, we're not able to have children, but every Mother's Day, there's a very special listener in southeastern Michigan, and I spoke at her parish a while ago, beautiful parish in Hugo of the Hills, and she sends me a beautiful Mother's Day card, and
aww.
She says, thank you for being a spiritual mom.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm a godmother. I have three godchildren.
Wow, and that's a mom.
Yep.
You know, every woman really has a motherly role, and it's important to realize that, even women religious. They mother
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's just something we have. It's innate. You know, it's in us, the big heart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I wanted to ask you, in terms of, it was interesting. I saw a survey this morning, and I was going to email you about this, and I forgot to, but it was a really interesting survey that was done by Hallmark, and it talked about what moms want. And
oh.
I thought it really reflected the culture, because the first thing on the list was moms want more time with their kids. And I'm thinking,
wow.
That's beautiful, but at the same time, What is it that's keeping them away from their children, do you think?
Well, it's really tough, because this is a real touchy subject. You don't want to step on toes, and you don't want to be judgmental. But if you want to be with your kids, then be with your kids. That's the way I look at it. And I'm sorry to sound so blunt, but we have to make choices. And loving our children is really a decision. It's not just on your feelings and... It's a decision to spend the time that you spend with them. You have to make choices in your lifestyle. Yes, some women have to work, but try to arrange it around the schedule of the children, and try to arrange it so the husband, if there is a husband in the home, can, you know, help. If not, then family. And it's tough these days. The extended family is, you know, living far away. It's not easy, no matter how you look at it, but I really hope that moms can make the decision to maybe live with a little bit less material and spend that precious time, because it speeds by. My son, my oldest son, is 30 years old. It's
wow.
unbelievable. I think I'm 30 still.
Yeah.
And I've been a mom.
Well, you certainly don't look like you have a 30-year-old. I'm serious.
You.
Wow.
Thank you. My kids are, you know, from 15 up to 30, and one of the things I really try to impress upon moms is to really relish in that time, and don't feel guilty over it. Take the time and be there for your kids, because before you know it, they're going to be grown up, and you're always going to be their mom. You're always going to spend time.
You know, my mother tells me that. I'm going to be your mother till the day I die and beyond.
And beyond.
And I'm going to haunt you to make sure you do your laundry and your dishes.
That's so cute. And definitely the beyond, too, because, you know, we're moms for all eternity, and I really believe a mom's prayer is so powerful. And to never give hope, you know, never give up on hope with children who may have strayed away from the path, you know, the older ones. I hear a lot about this from parents who are very worried about it. And we have to hang on to those words spoken to St. Monica about her son, Augustine, that the bishop told her to just, there's no way that God will ever turn his ear from a woman with these tears. Because she was crying to the bishop for help to get her son out of the cult. But those are words for all of us moms, to hang on to hope, to hang on to prayer, you know, hang on to time. Time seems like a luxury, and that's meant for others, not mothers. And we need to hang on to that family dinner time, you know, any family activities, and just be with your and take control. Don't let the world take over with all the noise, as you bring out in your book. With all of the things clamoring for our attention, and just, you know, have that cenacle of prayer within your home, in the heart of the home. Be that heart of the home as the mom.
Yeah, the other thing that came up in that survey, which I'm sure you can relate to, because you said that a lot of the moms can talk to you about this, is the busyness in their lives. They say their biggest challenge is that everybody's so busy.
That's the problem. And even just one little example, at the dinner table, everyone's going to have to get up and run to the internet, or run to do the homework project, or run to that phone call, or run to that sport practice. Yes, we do have things we have to do, but we have to try to keep it to a dull roar a little bit And when you have big families, like I do, there's a lot of activity, but you have to really try, even if it's 5 more minutes at the dinner table, that might sound like not really much can happen during that time, but you can say you're after your grace, you can say a Hail Mary together, and you're then united in prayer with the Blessed Mother and protection for your family. You can offer a few petitions for people you're praying for, and you can talk about the day and yesterday and tomorrow. Spend a little time, because there's not really much time during the day that you have with your family, you know, especially those who go off to school and work. You see each other for a few minutes in the morning and then at night, and then you're rushing around. So it's a terrible pity that we're just always rushing.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a very interesting point, because the Center for Addiction and Substance Abuse, actually the head of that organization said last year that if he could convince families to have dinner together 2 or 3 times a week, he said it would solve a lot of the problems, because the research shows that kids who actually have time with their parents at the dinner table uninterrupted by, you know, the iPods and the TV and the phones and all that, they are less likely to get into trouble in school, less likely to get into drugs, because they have that bond there.
It all makes sense, and it's so simple. Just hang on to it, and it's up to us to grab hold of it and control it. Don't let it control us. Just like, you know, you say the same thing with the noise, and as a parent, it's our responsibility as a mom and a dad to, you know, just if it's 5 or 10 minutes time, and then also like on the sitting on the edge of the bed of each of your kids at night, no matter how old they are, you go in and you talk to them for a little bit privately, you say a few prayers.
My mother used to do that up until the time I was like a senior in high school.
Yeah, I do it, you know, and even if they feel older and they want to pray by themselves, that's okay, but you can still say a little prayer together, and you talk a little bit about, you know, anything. You know, give them some praise. They don't. You never know what's going on in their minds. They have so much on their minds these days, teenagers. And, you know, we have to kind of soften it up and try to give them that oasis to retreat to and from the coldness of the world. The world, we want to find the joy in it. We want to, you know, see the beauty in it, yes. But we have to acknowledge that there's a lot of crap out there, and we have to protect our families from it. And we can do that in the heart of the home, and you know, that's where we have to just be responsible and hang on to what we can and nurture our family in the way that we want to, and not what the world
says
to us.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting. There is another study that came out, and I was talking about it on my local segment of my program, that said if you really want to be happy, and this was a psychologist who did this, it's secular, you know, university, said, gosh, what's the key to happiness? You know what it was? Serving others.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're ever depressed or you know someone who's depressed, the best advice for them would be roll up your sleeves. I had a spiritual director, Father Hardin, very holy man.
And well, you have just been surrounded by the, like,
it's
blessed
amazing.
People.
It's amazing, and it's just the grace of God. And so, see, God wanted this meek, quiet woman here to start speaking out and passing on these blessings. And so he surrounded me with many holy people, and I learned from them. And he said, you know, roll your sleeves up, and that's the way. And to serve is to be the happiest, the deep, deep joy and peace if you're serving.
It is better to give than receive. Love one another as I have loved you, the gospel for today, and on and on and on. It talks about that in Scripture. Donna, thanks so much for joining us, and we're going to have you back on a semi-regular basis to talk about motherhood and your work.
Wonderful.
Best way to get a hold of you for possible speaking or to buy your books is through your website?
It's through the website, and that will also take you to my daily blog, which is Daily Donna Marie, A Dose of Inspiration. So you can, rather than, you know, rattle off another address, just you can get it through the website.
Okay, which is DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com.
Yes.
All right, you have a great Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, you too.
And we will schedule on the program real soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so
much. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. And God bless all our moms out there. Make it a great weekend, and I will talk to you on a Monday along with Father Richard Rego, as well as a special pro-life song, Angels to the Rescue.